Let's have a short message this evening. It will come to us from the book of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 14 through 18. You turn there in your Bibles. The Gospel according to John, chapter 1, verse 14 through 18. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about Him, and he cried out, "This was He of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me,' because He was before me. For from His fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, and grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. And no one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's right side. He has made Him known." This is the word of the Lord. And as we think about these passages and the passages in our service tonight that were read before this one, starting with John 1:1, all the way through 18, I want us to consider tonight what it is that the Apostle John was writing about. He was writing about the revelation of God's glory, God Himself revealing Himself in the most personal, the most intimate way possible. And he's describing this as what John is doing. And what it means to us as we think about the coming of Christ and His second coming. You know, there are any number of religions in the world today, far too many to even count, especially in a relativistic mindset that our culture is in today, where everyone does what's right in their own eyes. There are just so many religions. And yet, as we Christians, we may still be certain, absolutely certain, that there is only one true God. And the reason for that, the reason we can say this with certainty and with a clear conscience, is because there is only one true God who has personally revealed Himself to the world. Only one. Of all the gods of all the religions of the world, only the Christian God of the Bible has personally revealed Himself. Personally bridged the gap between heaven above and earth below. He's the only one to make Himself known for Himself, by Himself. And the birth of Jesus Christ is why we may worship a God whom we truly know and enjoy everlasting life of which we may be certain of. Because of the Word of God, who was in the beginning, who was with God, who was God, through whom all things were made, without whom nothing was made, in whom was life, in the light of men, who gives light to all men, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, same substance with the Father by whom all things were made, because the Word who was with God and dwelt among us. An unprecedented event in history, unknown of any gods, of any religions, past or present, unique to the one true God of the Bible. An event so impactful upon the world that it determined and still does determine how time is measured. Either B.C. before Christ or A.D., Latin for Anno Domini, in the day of our Lord. the person who was born in the lifetime of the Apostle John. Speaking of himself and all of those with true faith who were eyewitnesses of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, John says, we have seen His glory. His splendor, His radiance. We have seen it. So the only Son of God, the only Son of His kind, begotten, not made, the eternal and pre-existent Son of the Father in heaven, of whom John the Baptist rightly testified, "This is He of whom I said, He who comes after me ranks before me, because He was before Him." Indeed, as it is written, He is before all things. And in Him all things hold together. One who is Himself endowed with God's attributes of absoluteness, of aseity. He depends on nothing, and everything depends on Him. One in whom all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. One whom, when those with true faith looked upon Him with their eyes, they could see the glory of Christ, the only Son of God. The Son, as Peter confessed, the Son of the living God. Full of grace and truth. A glory that they alone were able to perceive, to see, to look upon. Which so completely filled the person of Jesus Christ that nothing more of grace and truth could conceivably be added to Him. He had grace and truth simply, without degree, to the fullest. The fullness of God dwelling in Him. And yet what they saw was not a new glory, but a familiar one. A glory that Old Testament saints such as Moses had also seen and written about, though as if looking through a veil, as when the Lord set him in the cleft of the rock, you remember the story, covered him with His hand, passed only His backside, as He declared to Moses His name. The Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Yahweh, Yahweh, Elohim. While Rev Hesed Wa Emeth, plainly translated from the Hebrew, great in mercy and truth. Sound familiar? Great same glory revealed. John proclaims, we have seen it. As he adds elsewhere, with our own eyes, with our own hands. The Word become flesh. We have seen His glory. Glory as the only Son of the Father, from the Father, above, full of grace and truth. From whose fullness we have all received grace upon grace. That is, grace in place of grace. A face of a lesser revelation of grace, a great revelation of glory, the same glory. A glory no longer revealed through prophets at many times and in many ways, but once and for all through His very own Son. Him who is the radiance of the glory of God, the exact imprint of His nature, who upholds the universe by the power of His Word, who after making a purification for sins, sat down at the right hand of majesty on high. A backside glimpse of a glory passively given to Moses through the law, now more fully and actively fulfilled in Jesus Christ. To reconcile to Himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of His cross. The Word that became flesh. The only Son from the Father. Jesus Christ, the only God who is at the Father's side. He has made Him known. And not for His glory. Not for His own glory. But for that of His Father's. Our Father's. That we would know His glory. The abundance of His steadfast love and faithfulness, His mercy, His truth. The fullness of His grace and truth towards us through Jesus Christ. His only one-of-a-kind Son, our Lord. Even us, as Peter said, if you remember from not too long ago, even us, who have not seen Him, yet love Him. Who do not now see Him, and yet believe in Him, and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory. This is the Word that became flesh, whom we've been singing about, and whom we will close tonight singing about, and who we will remember tomorrow as we get up in the morning and give gifts and share our lives. Let us pray. Almighty God and Heavenly Father, we marvel at Your grace, Your faithfulness, Your steadfast truth as You have revealed Yourself throughout history. And even now in this New Testament period, in this time between the first coming of Your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Word, Your Himself become flesh, and the grace and fullness and the truth that You have poured out even upon us, even more. Lord, we praise You as we remember and think about these things. We praise You and we celebrate You and we rejoice. We love You and we hope in You. Our God, our Father who art in heaven. Lord, bless us this evening and bless Your people, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.